It happens suddenly, and the disco duck moves uncomfortably down the street, nervously eyeing his new white shoes. He feels something sliding down one of his legs, clinging to his pants, flowing over the rim of his socks, splattering the sidewalk. People stop and watch him go by, staring at his legs. His face reddens. A stench assails his nostrils, and he wishes he were dead. Other pedestrians begin to mutter disdainfully, finding it difficult to accept the sight of a grown man soiling his pants. Stray dogs sniff and avoid him. Children pinch their nostrils and laugh. He stops. Squints his eyes, cringes nervously, like a hyperactive poodle. This would have never have happened to John Travolta. He doesn't know what to do, so he stands inert and steadily fills his lower half with the remains of past meals. Vienna sausage, beef pies, peanuts and cream corn oozing like a mudslide, thick and warm on his skin. Kept on coming and no amount of willpower would stop it. He grunts and his anal muscles flutter loosely but audibly nonetheless. Then like a disco beat, gas follows the solids and his mind is further numbed by his smelly blatancy. He retreats deeper into his inertness. Christ, he thinks, I can't go to the dance like this. Ghost of this realization, reality explodes, sharply reviving his sleeping brain. He turns, bolting towards his home, and slips on a substance coating the underside of his shoes. He has no sensation of falling, but he is briefly aware of his head slamming the pavement and the strobe-like pulse of his skull cracking.
It is a tiny bit after 7 o'clock here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And
despite your best intentions, you are still listening to
WRCD Pittsburgh.
What do we have here? We had Disco Diarrhea by Smegma off of Smegma Dives Headfirst into Punk Rock 1978-1979. A reissue, I guess, of an old Pigface cassette. This is on the Krim Kram label. Prior to that, we had a party mix off of Apartment Life by Philip Perkins. And we had a vocal improvisation by Idem Theftable and Shea Mowat off of the No Lagos Music compilation number 6. Idem Theftable is performing again. He's performing this evening at Telephone, 5120 Penn Avenue. And a whole bunch of local people are performing. So support the locals, support the touring group, individual, ensemble effort event tonight at
Telephone.
Hear what is what over a spread of electronic and alternative sub-genres and hark to occasional interviews with local experts from the basement every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. only on WRCT. Also on Thursdays, but this is earlier, at 6 p.m., tune in to hear a mercurial and stormy mix of indie rock, punk, post-punk, emo, and more. The stormy weather.
Thursdays at 6 p.m.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs, metal, reggae, hip-hop, doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. No collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. And if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Sing it with me. Oh my God.
What is wrong?
I'll tell you what's wrong. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear, vaping is not safe for young people. Vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body, and nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. Appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media. Many young people think vaping is harmless, but it is not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when they talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
No. I've got a telepathic habit. I'm gonna break it up.
Take one.
Check your phone book for the name and number of your local Standard Oil man.
Take two.
Check your phone book for the name and number of your local Standard Oil man.
Cut three.
Check your phone book for the name and number of your local Standard Oil man. Check your phone book for the name and number of your local Standard Oil man.
Cut five.
Check your phone book for the name and number of your local Standard Oil man.
What do you think of that? That was Mycena Alpha by Yannis Xenakis, part of that Guitar Center of the Earth, part 19 by Brian Rurik. He's another person who really should have a box set put out. He's recorded a lot of stuff for a very long time. I don't know. I mean, he was performing and recording in the very early 80s, 1980, 1981, I think as part of a diner's club. And, you know, he's had other bands, tons of solo stuff, of course. And, you know, you listen to his stuff from the late 80s, 90s, some of his poetry and God, look for him on IMDb and you know, hunt down some of the movies that he's done sound editing for, and you will hear his editing style. It's amazing. And I don't know, he's a character, and it comes through in his music, and it's fantastic. I can't deal with it sometimes. Oh my God. Anyway, prior to that, untitled track number 5 by The Occupant off of Phantom Cupboard. The Occupant, if I'm correct, is someone from the Pacific Northwest, where there seems to be a pretty prolific screwball tape loop, tape noise, collage effort. Part of that, Telepathic Habit by Crab Gordon and his Fungal Honk Tonk. Rock and roll is here to die. So says the undisputed king of Calypso, Mr. Crab Gordon. And we started off this hour with No, a statement of purpose by the Electric Eels off of Spinach Blasters. Spinach Blasters, a massive double LP retrospective that's coming out on Scat Records. Oh my God, the vibes on that thing. Simultaneously healing you of cancer and giving it to you, kind of, like, not really. But anyway,
what was I doing before I started talking?
I don't remember.
I don't remember a thing.
Thank you. Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Sei una vergogna. Vergognati. Sei una vergogna. Vergogna. Sei una vergogna. Vergognati. Sei una vergogna. Vergognati. Vergogna. 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 Sei una vergogna.
Thank you. And again, and again, and again, and again into the breach.
All right, we had on Counting Backwards, Cantor by Andrea Borghi off of upcoming release, Pal Sikam on the Poesia Pese label. Noggin off of their self-titled CD that came out on Traction. And again, and again, and again, Into the Break. What a magnificent duo. I miss them. They were good. They were something. Also had Pietro La Rocca with Assemblage One, Memories of Immediate Past. Some of you may remember him from the TR Manifesto Rumatorio LP that came out on Silbreeze a number of years ago. Recorded with Patricia Stefanik, you know, pretty playful, weird, interesting, spooky stuff. I don't know what he's done recently, but anyway, that particular track was recorded with Mark Cunningham. And now you know. What we have going on here is there we go. Oh my God. It's so much effort looking at things. Help. Somebody help. Lacune. Live recording by Jason Kahn. From a performance in a May 2021. I've got an excerpt here that's going to bring us up to the top of the hour. At which point I believe Dr. O.C. is taking over. It's a party here at WRCT. How about that? A party. Parties everywhere because... oh, I don't know. All right. Thank you very much for listening. I always appreciate it. Hope you're doing well. Get down on it, you monsters. All you wiggly eels and feral punks. Stinky rats. Get with it. WRCT Pittsburgh.
WXDT Pittsburgh. Welcome to our little experiment in freeform radio.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Oh. Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in. Reach the eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
From a DJ to a doctor.
This is how we do it.
You're listening to Dr. Ozzy's International Timbo Sound Show.
Playing on your radio, sound man drop it in a stereo, in a stereo, in a stereo, in a stereo. Kick off your shoes and dance, have a little romance, forget about the trouble. I love you. Let good music last. For freedom's sake, we need to push the evil into the past. Yes, I know me now. Oh, the juggling bad stuff.